Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. On this Wednesday morning, I greet you all on this 36th day of our 40-day journey of prayer, fasting. We are in the final days. And look how far the Lord has brought us. My prayer is that as you awaken on this Wednesday morning, you're grateful that God has brought you thus far. If you're like me, many of us probably looked at the beginning of this journey and had no idea how we'd make it. No idea how intense it would get. No idea if we'd really be able to sacrifice and walk away from things. And by the grace of God, here we are. It may not have been a perfect journey, but it has been one of progress, has been one of learning, has been one of growing, has been one of pushing and pressing ourselves to do what we've never done. I am reminded, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. And I thank the Lord for the changes God has made as we go into, as we are into this week. My prayer is that you begin to think about the areas of your life where the Lord has made such a significant change, and you are determined not to go back to the spaces and the places where God has shifted you and remade you and remolded you and reprioritized your life, that there's some things you're not going back to. Yeah, I'll enjoy a good cup of tea, but I don't know if I'm going back to Instagram the way I was in the past. Yeah, I will enjoy being able to eat certain foods again. Yeah, but maybe the fries I'm going to leave alone and all the heavy sugars. Think about this. God has worked a change in you, and there's some things God doesn't want you to go back to. Begin praying about that for the remainder of the week, because I just believe when the fast ends, a new walk begins. The fast is really a commencement. You know that word commencement. It means two things. It means to end and begin. Sunday is the commencement. We end a fast, but we also begin a new space with God. Today, as we come before you in prayer, I want to lift up one of my favorite psalms that I found myself meditating on this week. As I get ready to go into this period of quiet, I want you to hear the words of the psalmist in Psalm 46 and allow me to read it in its entirety and invite you to spend some devotional time in it. This week, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be removed. God shall put her just as the break of dawn. The nations rage, the kingdoms remove, the utterance, his voice, he utters his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease in the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Here it is. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You are, I always find myself pausing at verse 10, be still and know that I am God. When you go back and read Psalm 46, you'll see the three times the psalmist uses the term Selah, in verse 3, in verse 7, and in verse 11. And although we may not know the exact translation of Selah, you and I both know it is a musical term that means pause it. It means to reflect on what was just said. And that's appropriate to hear the word Selah three times in the Psalms that tells us to be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. The term be still has two meanings as we get ready to pray. What it means to be quiet. It means to be quiet when we remember that song in the still of the night. The quietness. The psalmist says that in that quiet space, you can know God. That sometimes the only way to really know that God is your refuge and your strength is to sit quiet and to be still, to shut off the extra noises, to end the conversations. This week, I'm disengaging from any and all unnecessary conversation to sit still. I know what it's like to get so busy and be running, and the devil give us an addiction to productivity and efficiency, and be moving, 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 and never sitting still and quiet to hear God. But that term, be still, also means to stop activity. Here's what the psalmist is saying. Be still. Be quiet so you can hear and know that God is there. And stop trying to do so much because, you know, God is there. Be still. Sit. Don't worry. Take your hands off of it because you know that God is your refuge and your strength. There are times, beloved, when you've got to prove that you know God is able. There are times when you've got to make a deliberate decision to take your hands off of something and allow God to have God's way because you know God is your refuge and your strength. This week, I ask you to join in with me in making the deliberate decision of being still, of being quiet, of not worrying, of not being fearful and trusting God. Lord, we gracious, loving Father God, we come before you on this Wednesday morning, and it's always, oh God, I want to thank you that mercies are brand new and that grace is sufficient. I want to thank you, oh God, that you've seen fit to allow us to see another day. That, Lord, you brought us into this last week, these last throes of our journey of seeking you. But, Lord, we end this journey knowing that we have found you and never want to let you go again. Thank you, oh gracious, loving Father God, for the call. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for the privilege of putting down what was and reaching out toward you. Our lives are different on this 36th day. And gracious, loving Father God, we thank you for the changes you've been making that we could never have done by ourselves. But the power of the Holy Spirit has transformed us. And we are now a people who know that we can be still and know that you are God. Today, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray that you would give us the strength to be still in our mouths, to restrain and refrain from unnecessary conversation. Lord, to listen intently to your still small voice, to know, gracious loving Father God, that for everything we deal with in life, you desire to speak to us, that in no time do you desire to hide your will or your way from us. But it's only as we make a deliberate decision to take our hands off, to sit down, to be still. Almost like a mother or father would tell an active toddler, be still, sit down. Lord, we hear you saying that to us today. Be still, so you know, so you will know I am God. And be still, because you know I am God. Lord, we trust you with all things. We put them in your hands and we ask, Lord, that you would speak to us with a loud voice this week. That we may know the path we're called to walk on when Sunday comes. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, this morning as we come before you, I want to intercede and pray over two particular things that were brought to my attention at the altar. Lord, first of all, I want to pray again for all those who are dealing with the transition of this government. Not only those, gracious Lord and Father God, who have sadly lost their jobs, but even those that have to lay others off. For those that are getting threatening emails saying, if you do not respond, it's a letter of resignation. Gracious Lord and Father God, there's such anxiety for those who used to be at peace, knowing the security of a sound government job. And now, Lord, in the turmoil, I pray a peace over them. Our prayer, gracious loving Father God, that you would open doors. I pray that you would guard and protect them in their offices. I pray, gracious loving Father God, that you would share with them what the next move for their life will be. Gracious loving Father God, I ask that you would to surround them with those who are willing to aid and assist when necessary. May our church rise to the occasion of helping our members during this season, Lord. I pray for those who have anxiety and stress and worry around their job. And today, oh gracious loving Father God, I want to pray specifically for parents and the relationships with their children, particularly those parents that are in this season of teenage independence and exploration and prodigal living. Those parents, oh Lord, with children reaching the first steps of adulthood and are moving in directions and dreams that parents never thought their child would pursue. For those, oh gracious, loving Father God, who are dealing with new diagnoses among their children, those who are dealing with this shift, God, it's such a transition to watch the child who was such a sweet and nurturing infant when they were held to walk on their own feet with their own thoughts and their own mouths and speak that, Lord, which can be hurtful at times. Lord, I'm praying that you would give mothers and fathers a heart to love unconditionally. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I'm praying for repair and broken relationships between parents and children. I'm praying, oh God, that there would be a sacrificial spirit. I'm praying that you would humble the heart of a prodigal child. I'm praying, oh Lord, that you will restore right relationship between mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. Teach us to love our children, oh God. Teach us to love our children unconditionally. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray that you would give them an awareness as they grow into adulthood of what it means to live in the love of Jesus Christ, that they too have a responsibility to be an adult and work in relationship with us. Lord, I pray for every broken relationship because someone doesn't know how to say, I'm sorry. I pray, oh gracious Lord and Father God, for every broken relationship where someone doesn't know how to offer forgiveness freely. I pray, oh gracious Lord and Father God, for every broken relationship where a parent feels that they have to be right and the child has to be wrong. I pray, oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for every child that's gone down a prodigal path of life and has found themselves outside the love of their mother and their father. Oh, Lord, oh, gracious Lord, Father God, that you would wake them up today, that they may begin that journey back home, only to find a father and a mother with wide open arms, saying, I welcome you back. Gracious Lord, Father God, I pray for repairing in our families today, that you would touch those hearts of mothers and fathers and restore right relationship. Give the wisdom, Lord, of what they must do. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we are in this week with a commitment to be still and to know that you are God. Speak to our hearts, O Lord, and let us know that you are there, that you are our help, that you are there with us in trouble. That, Lord, even if the earth be moved, you are still God. Lord, this is our prayer on this Wednesday morning as we come before you on this 36th day of resetting, seeking your voice, your face, and your will through prayer and fasting. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. This is our prayer, and we ask it in the name of Jesus, who is our Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord who loved the Lord and were seeking the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you for joining me in prayer. Today it is Wednesday. We've only got a few more days to go. Don't forget that the prayer is recorded for those who want to come back and listen. And by the grace and mercy of God, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. as we continue our journey. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day, everyone.